Welcome to the sixth Benachas Amcha recording for the week of Parshas Kisavoy. The following two stories have been called in by a very chashuv young man from Eretz Yisrael. The first story involves a Yid from Yerushalayim who needed to get to the airport to fly to New York. He called himself a car service. The car service arrived at his apartment and he asked one of his kinderloch, could you do me a favor, could you carry down the two pieces of luggage I have, bring it down to the car service, put it in the trunk for me. Sure, the child responded. And in the meantime, the father hurried down and he began to speak to the driver, telling him the instructions, exactly where to go, which terminal, and Ben-Gurion Airport, and all the details. Before they were about to leave, the father asked the driver, would it be okay if I turn on your car a backlight in order to be able to learn? Would that stare you in the driving? The driver responded and said, I'm sorry to tell you, but it will stare me. It's not an ASA. So the father was thinking to himself, I really want to learn. So I can't turn on the light on the top. And Lamaisa, I want to learn what to say there. Let me think, do I have an ASA? Yeah, I have an ASA. I have a flashlight in one of my pieces of luggage. He asked the driver, is it okay? Don't leave yet. Pop the trunk for me. I want to pull out a flashlight. Sure, said the driver. The father got out of the car. He went to the trunk. And lo and behold, there was only one piece of luggage there. Apparently, there must have been some misunderstanding. Perhaps the child thought that somebody else was going to bring down the other piece of luggage, or maybe the father himself was going to bring down the other piece of luggage. In the meantime, the father realized, wait a second, I'm missing a piece of luggage. He told the driver, hold on 1 minute. He quickly ran back to his apartment to get the other piece of luggage, which he needed for his trip. But a merdeka naisa, in the schus of not wanting to miss out an opportunity to steig weiter in Torah, this father was zoiche to realize in the meantime that he was missing an entire piece of luggage. A yid in this as well, his avoida is to give it his best shot in every single circumstance that comes his way. This choshev ha'maisa brings out, had a father here, he lives with the yisoid, v'anachnum amcha, we're zoiche to be, na'am Hashem, na'am anivchar, this is a special golden achrayis. And part of the achrayus is to give it our best shot at every given time. And therefore, if I'm able to learn best with a sefer open in front of me, that is exactly what I would like to do. And the father thought to himself, I can't turn on a light in the car service, so let me use a flashlight. I want to try to vaksois as much as I could. V'anachnu amcha, we're here to bring as much nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. And yes, Ali Dei Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gefirt that the father chaf that he was missing an entire bag of luggage. The second story goes like this. There was a very chashuv yid in Eretz Yisrael who desperately needed a new suit l'kavod yontiv. The new suit costed 1,000 shekel. L'maise, this chashuv young man, he didn't have available extra funds to be able to buy a suit for 1,000 shekel. So in the meantime, he pushed, wasn't able to purchase it. He saw a sign one day that between certain hours, there was a suit store that was having a moiridika half-price sale. He was so thankful, Baruch Hashem, this is what I've been waiting for. Half price, only 500 shekel, I need to chap a rhyme. And he went to look at the hours, and he noticed, Ayvei, the hours are during my kfiyas itim l'toyro. It's during the time I have a seder. What should I do now? Does HaKadosh Baruch want I should be mevatel the seder? Maybe yes, to buy a suit l'kavod yontiv. But then, he was thinking to himself, is that the right thing to do? To stop learning Torah in order to buy a new suit l'kavod yontiv? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could arrange I can get a new suit, even if I'm not going to be mevatel the seder. And this chashuv young man was mechazik in his bitachin. And he told himself, I will definitely not miss my seder. And he kept his kfiyas itim l'Torah with bitachon in the Bayri Olamim, that everything's going to work out. A short while later, someone came over to him with a coupon and said, I have a coupon for the suit, and I think this is the exact type of suit which originally you were trying to buy. And you should know, with this coupon, you'll be able to get the suit for only 250 shekel. This younger man accepted the coupon, and he was Moli Simcha. He saw B'chush, how Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh him. Not only he didn't spend 1,000 shekel, not only he didn't spend 500 shekel, at the end, for only 250 shekel, He was zoyche to get the exact suit he wanted. L'kavod yontif. For the moedik and meister. V'yistuchu v'cha yoydei shnecha. Ki lo yozaster doi shecha Hashem. Ashreinu matoim chalkeinu v'anachnu amcha. We are zoyche to be doyshe Hashem. We can be doyish Hashem. We can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his unlimited chesed. For everything. For anything. The emphasis is, even a guy can be Boteach and Hashem. Aber os v'anach ramcha. It's a million times easier. Because we feel a million times more. The more yuridika ahava HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And the more we feel in our bones how much Hashem loves us, the easier it is for us to rely on his unlimited chesed. V'anachnu amcha. Ashreinu matoim chalkeinu. If anybody has additional v'anachnu amcha stories to call in, please leave a message on extension 9. And if it's biyodi, I would love to update it on the line. Yashikai chichim.